Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide podcast. I am happy to have you here and excited to keep jumping in, talking about social media and growing our business organically through social media. So great to have you here. And today's episode for me, it's kind of going to be a little bit of a rant, but I hope a healthy one. I want to talk to those of you who feel, you know, after the last couple episodes talking about social media, some of you have said, well, I'm cautious about putting social media stuff out there. I'm cautious about, you know, sharing content and my content buckets and all those different things. I'm cautious about that because I have doubters and haters and people that don't like me and all that. And so, you know, it's very interesting because as I thought about this episode, then something happened kind of big in the media space that I thought, huh, that's a very interesting kind of topic for us to talk about. And so I want you to understand if you feel like you can't do stuff, you can't put stuff out there because you have haters or you have people that question you or judge you or your motives or your integrity or whatever, I just want you to understand, first of all, I'm with you. I feel that. I understand that. And I want you to hear that, like, that is a valid concern in some ways. But I also want to encourage you that you can't stay there, right? So let's kind of get into it. So a few weeks ago, I think 2 weeks ago today, actually, Taylor Swift released her newest album, The Life of a Showgirl. And we are not going to get into Taylor Swift here, whether you love her or hate her, whatever it is, I'm not going to debate that today. But I will just say, whether you, again, love her music, hate her music, think she's, you know, the best person ever, or the devil, or somewhere in between, I'm not debating that today. What I do want you to hear is a piece of an interview that she did with Apple Music. So again, 2 weeks ago today, right, she released the album. And I'll be honest, it's probably one of her most controversial albums. And I've listened to it. And I'm not going to get into whether I like it, hate it, content, whatever. I am just going to get into an interview that she did. And so she has gotten probably more than anyone, you know, and again, because she's massive and huge and a billionaire and all those things, she's gotten a lot of flack on this album. And I think, you know, it's very interesting as I listen to it because it got so much hate that I'm like, oh, this must be terrible, you know, quality wise or content or whatever. So again, not going to touch that, but she released this album, was on an interview with Apple Music, and she said something that stopped me in my tracks. She basically said, I'm going to give people creative license to love or hate it or hate me or whatever. I'm not going to tell them how to feel. That was a part that certainly stuck out with me. But even further, she said the following, quote, if it's the first week of my album release and you are saying either my name or the name of my album, the album title, you are helping me. Let that sink in. If it's the first week of my album release and you are mentioning me by name or the album title, you're helping me. So Taylor believes, and I agree, that even when people criticize, even if they say they hate you or hate something that you post or write or create music, whatever, they are still saying your name. And that, my friends, is marketing gold, right? Now, let me tell you how this hit me personally, okay? I don't think I've ever shared this before, but a few years ago, someone extremely close to me that I love dearly looked at me. I actually think it was a text message, but regardless, said to me, John, it's very clear that all you care about from social media is your clients and how much money you make. You know, I just had a lunch and learn today as I was recording this, and I shared that, and like the whole audience looked stunned, like I was. What that person that knew me didn't see was my heart for people, how I really cared about people. You know, it's funny because in one way they nailed it, right? And in another way, they couldn't have been more wrong. They nailed it in that I care about my clients, as if like that should be something negative. I'm proud of that. I'm glad you noticed that. But then the part about all you care about is how much money you make, I was stunned, right? They don't see the early mornings. They don't see, you know, right? Go back to 2019, crying and praying to God that something would come along and we would, you know, our family would survive and we'd do well in real estate. They didn't see the late nights I spent helping first-time home buyers navigate the emotional process of buying a home. They don't see the work I do, a lot of it for free, right? And again, I make good money, those kinds of things, but a lot of it is you're just showing homes. And so here's what I want you to understand about that. There is always someone that is going to doubt you. You can do everything right and still be misunderstood. You can, right? And I had a choice to make in that moment when this person said this to me. All I care about is money, which couldn't be further from the truth. But I had a choice. I could shut up and stop showing up, or I could keep showing up on social media knowing that the right people would find me. And I couldn't let one person's opinion pull me down because their opinion didn't pay my bills. Their opinion didn't build my business. It didn't show up when I needed help. And so for someone, after the success comes, wants to talk about, oh, all you care about is how much money you make and, you know, your clients and how much money you make. Clearly, they are not my person. They're not my people. And I want to say this clearly as well. Just because someone says it or thinks it about you doesn't mean it's true. This person, who again is someone I know closely, right? They were hurt for whatever reason, right? Well, I'll tell you the reason, right? Their spouse at the time couldn't keep a job. And they were triggered by that. They were triggered by my success, right? But they weren't there in 2019, 2020, even 2021 before the success came. So let them talk, right? Like Taylor said, if they are saying your name, they are helping. I don't worry about negativity or trolls. I do not care, because here's what happens. While one person is criticizing me, someone else is quietly watching. Someone else is DMing me saying, hey, I've been following your stuff for a while. I really love what you put out there and I'm ready to buy a house. The people who are loud aren't always the ones who matter the most. When you operate like I firmly believe I am, when you operate from purpose, I don't need that person's permission. And I remember, you know, not long ago, I was in a small group of people and I said, I don't want to be the loud one or overwhelm the room. And a friend looked at me and said, you know, because it was a group of like a lot of quiet people. And they said, John, I told my wife I wish I could be more like you. Now, again, I'm not saying that for praise or anything else, but that meant the world, because here I was feeling like I was too much and too loud or abrasive or whatever. And someone was wishing they had my courage. Someone was wishing they could be more like me, right? And so that moment reminded me, someone out there is inspired by me, like this person was. Someone out there is inspired by you. And even when certain people misunderstand you, well, guess what? They are not your people. You know, Taylor Swift also said something else. She said she begins and she creates albums and everything with legacy in mind, not for applause. And that shifted something for me, because I'm not here. I firmly agree with that, right? I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I'm here to help people, serve my family, love my clients, support other agents, and point people to something bigger than themselves. So you might have a hater, or you might have a future client watching. And I think all the time about legacy, about serving people, about taking care of people. And that's what I want you to think about as well. So here's my encouragement. Let them talk. Let them say your name. Let them misunderstand your heart. For me, you know, it's funny because I have friends that I do accountability with, and I will talk to them and make sure that my posts don't sound cocky or anything like that, right? Because I care deeply that I don't come across that way, right? So let them think whatever they want. If you are walking in integrity, and I believe a lot of you are, God will honor that. And the people that are for you will find you. And the people who trust you and want to hire you, they need you to put yourself out there. They do. And the agents who vibe with what you're doing, right? Why have 40 something agents joined me at eXp? Because they really appreciate my approach and what I do and how I serve people. And the haters, they are just part of the noise. But again, if you're speaking about me, it's advertising. It's advertising. So stop waiting to be understood by everyone. You will never be understood by everyone. Instead, what you can do is be consistent. Be real, be bold, and let your story speak louder than any of your critics ever could. So I hope that this encourages you, and I hope that you can think about this and really think, yeah, you know what? I need to not worry what people think or say or whatever. And don't forget, guys, You know, if this encourages you, send it to a friend who needs to hear it. And don't forget as well, my brand new YouTube channel, which launched in early September, is there dropping 2 videos a week, Tuesdays and Fridays, to help you grow your business through real, authentic content. And I am rooting for you, even if you have those doubters and haters. And I'll see you over on the YouTube channel, hoping to continue to encourage you. And I really appreciate you guys listening to this episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide. And I will see you guys next time. Remember, do not let the haters tear you down from your goal and your mission and what you are trying to build. Love you guys. Talk to you guys soon.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.